Are you looking for information to help your indoor environment be the safest space available for you and your family? If you are, then you've come to the right place. My name is Mike McNatt, and this is the Indoor Environmental Safe Space Podcast. Starting this weekend around 7 a.m. Saturday morning, I started getting calls from individuals who rent apartments, who have mold in the apartment, who either have notified the property management company and were not getting satisfactory results, or had not yet notified the property management company. And so they were calling to ask advice as to how they should approach the property management company and what needs to be done to take care of the mold properly, because they were afraid that the maintenance folks were going to take shortcuts in trying to remedy the situation without correcting it properly. And this is a common problem. Mold is caused by water damage, and apartments are kind of notorious for having water issues because you've got multiple units all stacked together side by side and one on top of another. And so if one unit has a water damage, a lot of times it'll affect the units surrounding it. So the first thing to do if you have a water damage in an apartment and you suspect that you have mold growth is to contact the property management company. That's the right thing to do and let them know you have a concern. Now, I am not an attorney, but it's my understanding that if a rental property has a potential health impacting situation, that you have to notify the landlord or the property management company and give them reasonable time to remedy the situation. Now, remedying the situation means different things to different people, and there are right ways and there are wrong ways to remedy a mold problem. If you have mold growth, and you notify the property management company, and they say, we'll be right over, we'll take care of it, it's really important to investigate or to find out what are they going to do to take care of it, because they may not be taking care of it properly. And not taking care of it properly can actually expose you to greater risk instead of resolving your problem. The first step, though, is to notify the property management company and see how responsive they are going to be. Are they going to believe that you have a mold problem? Are they going to deny that it's mold and tell you they just need to wipe it down with bleach, or they can just paint over it, both of which are the absolute wrong answer? Or are they going to take you seriously and say, okay, this is a mold problem, we believe that it is, and we will take the proper steps? Now, keep in mind, it's not the mold you see that hurts you. Mold's route of entry into the human system, the primary route of entry, is through inhalation. We breathe in microscopic particles. Those microscopic particles can contain fragments of mold that can cause allergenic symptoms. All molds can be allergenic. And then some molds can be toxigenic. But just because they can be toxigenic doesn't mean they have produced the toxins. It just means they're capable of producing the toxins. The only way to know for sure is through environmental testing. So the question is, how many particles have gone airborne? What is the airborne concentration of mold? And is that enough to cause you a problem? And then secondly, has the mold produced mycotoxins? The mycotoxins being a byproduct or a metabolite of mold. And the mycotoxin can cause a wide range of symptoms, including motor function, cognitive ability, neurological symptoms. They really can disrupt almost every system in the human body. So they can be quite impactful on how the occupants feel and on their level of health. The question is the property management company going to be educated on mycotoxins, on microscopic particles, and how to address those? So they can come in and tear out the mold, which is the right thing to do. If you have a porous material that has mold growth on it, that porous material has to be physically removed, or the mold stands a good chance of coming back if there's any moisture reintroduced into that area. And then secondly, that area has to be cleaned properly. And then finally, steps have to be taken to address the microscopic particles in the air and any elevated concentrations that could cause symptoms in the occupants. And then finally, are they going to know how to handle the mycotoxins if mycotoxins have been produced? There are ways to handle all of these things, but they have to be handled properly, because taking care of mold or attempting to take care of mold using improper procedures or processes or missing steps can cause additional contamination to occur. It can cause more mold to go airborne, more of the mycotoxins to go airborne, and it can result in those things being left behind. Even if the physical mold colony is removed, if you leave the byproducts in the air and in the living envelope, then the occupants of that structure can potentially continue to get worse and worse and experience more symptoms. So The first step is to notify the property management company, but once they respond, you want to make sure they're going to take the proper steps. And that includes properly containing the mold growth so that cross-contamination doesn't happen when they remove it, that they create negative air, and that they run air scrubbers and take other measures to remove the particulate counts of the air and potentially take steps to remove mycotoxins if they've been produced. Now, the absolute best step a property management company can take is to hire an indoor environmental professional to come in and test the structure, both before they do anything and then after they remediate. That ensures that they have proper guidance in how to remediate and what needs to be done. And then after the remediation is complete, the post-testing ensures that the structure was remediated properly and that there's no longer any risk to the occupants. So if you do contact the property management company and they do want to send somebody out, you want to try to avoid them doing anything that would cause the mold to be disturbed and go airborne unless they're guided by a professional that knows how to prevent that cross-contamination. Those are the first steps. Contact the property management company and encourage the property management company to contact an indoor environmental professional for testing. Now, if they refuse to contact an indoor environmental professional, if they refuse to have testing performed to determine if there have been mycotoxins generated or to determine how much of the particulate contaminants have gone airborne, there are steps you can take on your own, including some of the home tests actually do provide a little bit of value in that, you know, if it's an air quality test, there's one by a company called My Mold Detective, where you can actually take air samples and send those to an environmental lab. You can actually use those results, which look very official and very formal, to compel the property management company into A, believing and understanding that there is a mold problem, and then B, taking care of it properly. If you do go that route, you know, one of the best things you can do is once you get the results back is to go ahead and contact an environmental professional and see if they'll take a look at those results to let you know whether or not you do have an indoor air quality problem. Now, in two of the cases this weekend, I was able to go ahead and have the tenant send me pictures, photographic documentation of what they were seeing that they suspected was mold. And then they gave me a good background history as to what had led up to the problem so that I was able to write them a report of my opinions based on my consultation with them, where I outlined, based on the photographic evidence, there is definitely some mold colonization occurring in the structure, and then I documented the fact that the mold colonization is not the biggest risk to the health of the occupants. It's actually the very fine particles, very small particles that come off of the mold colony that get suspended into the air and inhaled that are the real problem. And that my recommendation was that the property management company have proper testing done to determine the amount of contamination in the air so it could be addressed. And actually, in both cases, they were experiencing both cognitive and neurological type symptoms. So I additionally strongly recommended that mycotoxin testing be performed, and that way the mycotoxins can be addressed if they do turn up to be present in the environment. So the key is not just to notify the property management company, but to make sure they handle it properly. And if they don't have the experience or knowledge of how to handle it properly, and if they want to just come in and clean the air ducts, if you have mold on a register, or they just want to come in and paint over some mold or spray it down with bleach or any other type of solution, that is absolutely the wrong approach. That is a path towards getting sicker instead of getting healthier. So make sure that they're going to handle it correctly. And if you need to reach out to an indoor environmental professional, feel free to reach out to us here at the Indoor Environmental Safe Space. You can reach us by sending an email to info@iesafespace.com. That's info@iesafespace.com. And we'll be happy to take a look at what your circumstances are and give you some guidance and help you out. Well, that concludes our podcast for today. If you found the information helpful, please support our podcast by selecting like below. And to stay informed as new episodes are posted, be sure and select subscribe below. If you have any questions or comments, be sure and post them below, or feel free to email us at info@iesafespace.com. Thanks for listening in. I'm Mike McNett, and this is the Indoor Environmental Safe Space Podcast.